Welcome to the Panther Gym at Kenoka High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The girls are 8-2 and looking to stay undefeated in league as they return home for a while after a grueling stretch of road games. Erica Kuda leads the team in most categories, including points per game with 14.6, rebounds per game with 7.8, and steals per game with 3.7. She has a fine supporting cast around her, though, as many of the other girls have stepped up when needed in the first half of the season, including Ellie Ames, Aubrey Frazier, Tatum Miller, and Kaylin Porter. I'm sure they'll have their work cut out for them as they face off with a very game Moffitt County Bulldog team. Not fooling around this afternoon. Delta getting right into it. I think everybody's glad to be back home for a change as they hit us with the national anthem pretty quick there. Moffitt County Bulldogs team enters today's contest 8-5 and on a 5-game winning streak after beating Montrose 60-51 in Craig on Thursday. The squad's led offensively by senior Riley Felton, who's averaging around 12 points a game. Junior Lizzie Lawan, leads the team on the boards, of averaging nearly 8 rebounds a game. Delta is also going to need to keep an eye on senior Hallie Hamilton, who averages 11 points, 3 assists, and 3 steals a game. Take a look at the lineups now, sponsored by Helm & Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helm & Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HelmandMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helm & Motor Company. We'll take a look at the non-starters for the Panthers. It's going to be number 0, Anaya Kohich, number 4, Bailey Wilson, number 5, Kayla Geyer, number 11, Kylie Huff, number 12, Taylor Summers, number 13, Brianna Huff, and number 24, Braden Allberg. The starters for Delta, number 1, Erica Kuda, number 2, Aubrey Frazier, number 3, Kaylin Porter, number 10, Ellie Ames, and number 14, Tatum Miller. The non-starters for the Bulldogs, number 1, Quince Love, number 2, Emma Tucker, number 12, Caden King, number 23, Taya Miller, number 33, Caitlin Adams, number 0, Jaden Vasquez, and number 20, Nina Tucker. The starters for Moffitt County, number 3, Hallie Hamilton, number 5, Lizzie LaWarn, number 10, J.C. Evanson, number 11, Reese Weber, and number 21, Riley Felton. So we'll get ready for tip-off here in the Panther Den. It's the Taco Chime tip-off. Taco Chime is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chime, 707 Main in Delta. Ellie Ames is going to do the sipping duties for the Panthers. Delta in their home whites with green numbers. Black road uniforms for the Bulldogs. The blue numbers there. And Delta will control the tip. Kuda has the basketball, dishes it off to Frazier. Now Porter on the right side. Porter at back to Ames. Ames trying to work it inside to Kuda. Turnaround jumper in the paint is good. Delta's on the board. 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta moving right to left. The Bulldogs left to right. Moffitt with the ball now. They work it underneath themselves. Shot no good. Rebound Delta. That's Ames. Delta with Porter over to Miller on the left side. And in Creation's three ball, no good. Rebound Ames underneath to Frazier. Frazier can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. Frazier can't hit either of her shots, and the Bulldogs will come down with the rebound. It's going to be Weber. Kicks it over to Hamilton. Hamilton on the right side into a double team. Back to Weather. They work it inside to LaWarne. LaWarne in the lane. Kicks it back out to Hamilton. And she'll drain the A&M Creations three ball. Bulldogs with the lead 3-2. Miller back on the other end. Gets it underneath to Frazier, who gets it to go off the glass. It's Aubrey's first 2 points of the game. Delta has the lead back. It's 4-3. Good ball moving by the Bulldogs as they work it back to the top. And Weber going to be called for the travel as she took a little stutter step before dribbling the basketball. Delta with the ball. Looks like we're going to get a little 2-1-2 pressure from the Bulldogs. Ames gets it ahead to Kuda. Kuda underneath to Miller. Can't get the shot to go, but Frazier's there with the rebound and the putback. Moffitt County going to throw it away on the other end, and Delta will have the ball back. And then Delta will return the favor, throwing it away on their end of the court, and turn the ball back to the Bulldogs. Delta leads 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound to Hamilton for the Bulldogs. Hamilton, little crossover, gets it over to Weber. Weber, and now they try to work it in the paint, and a steal by Kaylin Porter. Porter up ahead to Kuda, who's going to have it knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. It'll be Ames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Kuda on the right side. Kuda now looking to into the paint. Now back out to Miller. Miller looking to dribble drive. They work it back underneath to Kuda. Off the glass. It's good. Kuda's got four. Couple of assists for Miller on the afternoon so far. Hamilton in the paint to LaWarne. LaWarne now back to a cutting Weber. Loses the handle and it goes back out to Hamilton. Her shot's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Delta will have the basketball. 5:32 left in the first quarter. 2-1-2 pressure from the Bulldogs. That's Kaylin Porter trying to get across the time stripe. It goes to Frazier. Little sloppiness there, trying to work the ball past the press. And goes into a taco time jump ball. Moffitt County going to have possession. Moffitt County with the basketball. They're working around the perimeter. Weber's got it. Weber moving to her left, now back to the top of the key. Now on the left side, they try to work it in the paint, back out. Now Hamilton from the right elbow shot is no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Looks like off of Delta. I think that was Ellie Ames. So Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Bulldogs. It'll go deep to LaWarne. Excuse me, that's Weber. Now over to Evanston, back to Weber. Weber with the basketball. Dishes to Hamilton. Hamilton to Weber. Weber's going to have it knocked away by Porter. Porter with a little two-on-one. Porter's going to take it herself. and score on the other end in the transition. Kaylin's first 2 points, and Bulldogs back on the other end work it into the paint, and this shot by Hamilton is going to be no good, but she's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and rematch Mountain West free throws. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Hamilton makes them both. It's 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Working the ball up the court is Delta Miller. Going to have a top of time jump ball forced by the Bulldogs. Delta will maintain possession. Ellie Ames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Ames goes to Porter. Porter for two. Just inside the arc. Shot's no good. And in transition, Bulldogs get themselves in a one-on-three. They work it back out to the perimeter. A&M creates three balls, an air ball, and out of bounds by, I believe that was Weber. So Bulldogs back out of the press now. Porter to bring it across the time stripe. Up ahead to Kuda. Back to Porter. Porter over to Ames. Ames to Porter. Porter with a little head fake now inside to Kuda. Kuda's going to be fouled. It'll be the first foul on Hamilton. So it was on the floor, obviously. Delta will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Ellie, looking for Kuda. She gets it to her at the top of the key. Erica spots up A&M Creations three ball, no good. Rebound Moffitt County. Up ahead to number 21, Felton. And Kuda comes up with the block. Except she fouled at the same time. Actually, I take that back. It was the block by Kuda, and ball goes out of bounds. Moffitt County with the basketball. Another steal by Porter. This one's going to go out of bounds. Kaylin's third steal of the day. Moffitt County look at the inbound. They get it to Weber. Weber, the left elbow. They're going to work it around the perimeter now to Hamilton. Hamilton looks to drive the lane into a triple team, and a steal by Kuda. Up ahead to Porter. Porter loses control. She falls on top of the ball. And head coach Kyle Crowder cleverly calls a Delta Cabinet Company timeout before his team can lose possession of the ball. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Something Coach Crowder told me before the game is, you know, he'd like to get his best shooter to kind of pop the top on her range and start shooting the ball a little more. And that's Ellie Ames. She is arguably the best shooter on this team, and really haven't seen her take many shots. She's got a high percentage when she does, but she's actually averaging more assists than she does shots, and Coach Crowder would like to see her take more shots when she gets a look at the basket. Ellie with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. It's going to go to Miller, a little 10-foot jumper, no good, and a rebound by the Bulldogs. That's Weber with the basketball, working it around to LaWarn. Now back to Weber. Now Hamilton, now Weber. Weber guarded very closely by Porter. That'll be a steal by Kuda. Up ahead to Kaylin. Kaylin picks up her dribble, then dishes to Frazier. Frazier back to Porter. A&M Creations three ball, no good. Porter's got four steals on the afternoon. And back on the other end, Hamilton with the 15-footer. It's good, 10-7. Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames looking to drop. He's going to have the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Looks like we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Bulldogs. It'll be Emma Tucker checking in for Weber. Kuda's going to have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound now for the Panthers. Kuda to Ames. Ames thought about an A&M Creations three ball instead. gets it to a more open Miller at the top of the key, and she'll miss it. Rebound Bulldogs. Up ahead to Tucker. And now Miller with the steal. Miller one on two. High off the glass, gets it to go. That's Tatum's first 2 points of the game. Little dish to Hamilton on the right side. Now to Weber. Back to Hamilton, and she's going to lose it out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Panthers now is Kylie Huff and Taylor Summers check into the game. We're going to have another Delta Cabinet Company timeout, this time by the Bulldogs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your job done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. 2:16 left here in the first. Delta leads 12-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It'll be Kuda Summers, Kylie Huff, and Kaylin Porter on the floor along with Ellie Ames. Delta will have the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Goes into the backcourt, and Porter across the time stripe to Ames. Ames tries to get in the paint and loses it. In transition, back the other way is Hamilton to get the easy bucket. Delta now looking to move fast. Ames running the point over to Porter. Porter long pass to Huff. Huff on the left elbow back to Ames. Ames works it inside to Kuda. Kuda will be fouled as she takes the jumper in the paint. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman rematch Mountain West free throws. So Erica to the line. Drains the first one. And the second. Kuda with six now on the afternoon. Moffitt County with the basketball. Hamilton, they try to work it in the paint. To LaWarn. LaWarn, turnaround jumper high off the glass. It's 14-11 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. About 90 seconds left in the first. Ames on the right side tries to work it into Huff. Huff in the paint. She's going to be fouled as she goes for the shot. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Huff cannot get either of her free throws, and Moffitt County has the rebound. It's going to be Weber who dishes it off to Tucker. Shot's no good. Summers with the rebound up ahead to Porter. Porter saves it from going out of bounds. Delta moving it around the perimeter now. And they work it inside the Huff. Kylie can't get it to go. Rebound by Porter. Porter underneath to Kuda has her shot not go in. A rebound by Huff. Put back no good. Kuda gets the ball back on after the rebound and lays it home. Shot no good by the Bulldogs on the other side. They get the ball back, and Tucker's going to be fouled. Actually, that is LaWarn who is fouled as she tries to put it back, and she will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, rematch Mountain West free throws. Can't get the first one. It's off the right side of the iron. 42.5 seconds left here in the first. Can't get the second to go either, and we're going to have an push-in foul, it looks like, on Tucker. That'll be her first. And Delta will have possession. Five team fouls for the Bulldogs. Delta with only two. Summers works it in to Allberg. Allberg's going to lose the handle. Loose ball. Shot by Huff is blocked. Bulldogs going to come up with the basketball. Working it around the perimeter once again. Now in the paint. Now back out. Lauren's going to have her pass knocked away by Porter. Porter with five steals on the afternoon so far. Tuda trying to work it inside. She's in a double team now. Going to have it knocked out of bounds with 8 seconds left. So Huff with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound for the Panthers. 8 seconds left as we wind down the first. They go to Porter. Porter now to Summers. Back out to Huff. Huff for two shot. No good. Moffitt County with the rebound. That's a buzzer. It's no good by Kylie Huff. So at the end of one, Delta leads 16-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Mark Cantor back with you here in the Panther Den at Delta High School. Delta leads 16-11 on the Moffitt County Bulldogs on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Getting ready to begin the second quarter of play. I just noticed that I believe Caleb Wire not suited up today. Maybe nursing a little bit of an injury. She is on the bench with the rest of her team, though. So Moffitt County looking to inbound. This one's going to be knocked away by Ames, but Moffitt gets it back. Now the Bulldogs looking to drive the baseline. They kick it out around the outside to the top of the key, and Hamilton, A&M creation, three ball, no good. Rebound by Moffitt County. This one's going to bounce off of Ames' face, and Moffitt County works it out to the perimeter once again. That's going to be Evanston, who's going to be tripped up as she tries to drive. We'll see who the foul's called on. It's going to be called on Summers. That'll be Taylor's first. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Bulldogs, top of the key, and that is LaWarne, as it looked like Tatum Miller went flying. Shot no good, out of bounds off of Delta. Didn't see exactly what happened with Tatum to cause her to hit the deck, but inbound by the Bulldogs. They try to work it in the paint, and they're going to turn it over. Allberg comes up with the ball. Ellie will bring it across the time stripe. Into the hands of Miller. To Summers, in the paint to Ellie. Ames back out to Miller. A&M creations three ball, no good. Ames with the putback, no good. And a rebound once again by Delta. That's Miller, the putback, as she saves the ball. No good by Summers. And now a Taco Time jump ball is going to be called after Frazier is battling one of the Bulldogs on the floor for it. Shot by Miller after the inbound is no good. They work it back to Frazier. Now Ames in the paint. And a foul going to be called on the Bulldogs. So Ellie going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton free throws. I take that back. It was on the floor. She'll inbound it instead. She gets it in the paint. Her shot's blocked. And the Bulldogs come up with the basketball. Almost throw it away, but Tucker able to reel it in there. They go to LaWarne inside, and Frazier's going to be called for the foul. It'll be the first on Aubrey. Daddy Steel Machine inbound for the Bulldogs. go to the left side. And Felton, now they work it around. And now Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton from the free throw line gets the jumper to go, and Delta's lead is 3 at 16-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6.5 left in the first half. Ames slowly creeping her way. Dishes to Summers. Summers looks to split the double team. She's in trouble there, and she's going to have it stolen by the Bulldogs. Quickly bringing it back up the court is Weber. Weber kicks it out for a long A&M Creations three ball from Hamilton. It's no good. Ball caroms out of bounds, and Delta will have possession as Porter and Kuda check back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Delta quickly gets it up the court. Jumper by Ames is no good. And Moffitt County gets the rebound. Bulldogs, other end of the court. A&M Creations three ball, no good. Ball's going to trickle out of bounds off of Moffitt County, and Delta will have possession. Riley Felton checks back into the game for Moffitt County. And here comes Kylie Huff with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. So it'll be Ames, Porter, Miller, Kuda, and Huff on the floor for the Panthers. Porter with the basketball at the top over to Miller. A&M Creations three ball from the left elbow. It's no good. Rebound Moffitt County. Miller trying to get in there. There's a double team there, and Moffitt trying to get it out and across the time stretch. They do. LaWarne guarded by Kuda. They work it in the paint to player who falls down. No travel called. Back out on the perimeter for the Bulldogs. A&M Creations three ball, no good as Kuda comes up with the rebound. Kuda trying to go coast to coast. Finger roll. Huff in the horn. My friend Erica Kuda at her finest. Rebound on their other end of the court. Brings it all the way back coast to coast. Nifty finger roll underneath, and she'll go to the line for an and one. And drains it. Three-point play complete. Kuda with 9 points on the game. It's going to be Hamilton. Kicks it out to LaWarne. LaWarne over to Evanston. Evanston guarded by Miller. Back to the top of the key and Tucker. Tucker, they try to work it in the paint. Now back out to Evanston. They now try to work it in the paint once again. Kuda's going to go down after making the steal. And she'll outlet it. Ames now with the basketball. Delta back on their side of the court. Porter to Huff. Huff with the jumper. It's good. Kylie's first 2 points of the game. Hamilton with the basketball now at the top. She's going to dish to Tucker. Now they get it over to Evanston back at the top to Tucker. Tucker going to have it knocked away by Porter. Kay Lynn on the other end. May have traveled. Instead, she's going to nice little bounce pass underneath to Kata Miller, and Miller's got 4. Porter with 6 steals on the afternoon. Delta extends their lead to 10. It's 23-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. I had lunch at A&M Creations yesterday. It was fantastic. Fish tacos are absolutely outstanding. One of my favorite dishes there for lunch. So if you get a chance, check them out. Elena, Manny, and the rest of the gang really do an excellent job down there. So, 4:06 left in the half, and Delta leads, like I said, 23-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kuda with 9 points, Miller with 4, and Kaylin Porter's got 6 steals so far on the day. So Back to action now after the timeout. Bulldogs with the basketball. Weber to Evanston. Over to Tucker. Tucker. It's actually Hamilton with the basketball. Back to Evanston. Evanston at the top, kind of deep, back toward midcourt. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton trying to work it inside. Gets it to... Now back out. That's Tucker to Evanston. Evanston dishes to Weber. Weber over to... I believe that's Felton. Felton into a double team. And that steal is going to be made by Summers. Summers one-on-one on the other end. Almost has it knocked away. She's into a double team now, and a travel going to be called on Taylor. So turnover back to the Bulldogs. A little more than three left here in the half. Hamilton, right corner, now to the top of the key, and Weber. Weber. Back to Hamilton, and it's going to go off her fingertips and out of bounds. Delta with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Porter over to Summers. Summers inside to Kuda, back out to Porter. Thought about an 8-inch creation three ball. Instead, goes underneath to Huff, who misses the turnaround jumper, but Ames comes up with the rebound. Now they work it back into Huff again, and she'll get the turnaround jumper. Kuda with the assist. Kylie's got four. Moffitt County looking to answer now. They work it to Felton underneath. Felton's going to be hit-checked by Kuda. 16 foul on the Panthers. Bulldogs have seven, so it'll be a Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Grundy's motorsport substitution for the Panthers. It's going to be Frazier and Allbird back into the game for Delta. Moffitt, the inbound underneath. Can't get the shot to go by Felton, but she'll go to the line for two, as it looked like she took a little forearm to the chest. She'll be at the line for a couple, Greg and Christy Stratton. In. Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Felton can't get the first or the second. Rebound Kuda. Long pass up ahead to Miller. Now underneath to Frazier. She'll be hammered as she goes for the shot. She's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton in. Remax Mountain West free throws. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So Frazier makes the first. Going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Bulldogs. Looks like Mina Tucker's going to check into the game. And she'll have the ball go through her fingers and out of bounds. Miller to Summers at the top of the key and a double team. Miller looking to drive, gets it over to Allbird. Now they try to work it in the paint to Kuda. Turnaround jumper, no good. Ball is going to go out of bounds. No. Miller saves it, but it goes right to Hamilton. Hamilton's going to bring it back. She's going to get the runner to not fall, and Huff's going to come up. That's Frazier, excuse me, with the rebound, and she'll be fouled. Aubrey to the line for 1-1. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Frazier drains the front end. Can't get the second off the back iron. And Weber will come up with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Hamilton. Now they work it in the paint. Well, Warren picks up her dribble. She's in a double team. Gets it out to Tucker. Tucker now, they work it back in the paint to LaWarren, back out to Weber. A&M creates a three ball. No good. Cuda with the rebound. Four rebounds for Delta, or for Cuda. Frazier. Man traveled. It wasn't called. Summers with the jumper. No good. Rebound Moffitt County. Little pressure from Miller, and she'll knock that pass out of bounds. 1:13 left in the half as Moffitt County will have the basketball. We're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers as Porter and Ames check back in. Looks like we're going to have the starters back on the court for the Panthers. Hamilton with the basketball, moving to her right. Cuda tries to steal it, but Bulldogs get it back. LaWarren loses the handle, nearly loses the ball. Now they get it back to the top, and Tucker. Tucker inside. They work it to LaWarren. LaWarren looking to drive the lane. Runner no good. Rebound Ames. Ellie dishes to Porter. Up ahead to Ellie. Ames looking to drive baseline now underneath to Cuda. And Cuda's got 11. Hamilton, long pass to Nina Tucker. Now in the paint. To LaWarren, back out. Weber for an A&M Creations three ball. Rebound Cuda. Cuda's got five boards on the game. Now they get it up ahead to Miller. Miller outlet to Ames. Ames underneath to Frazier and gets the roll. Aubrey's got 7. 4 seconds left. The Bulldogs try to work it in the paint. Shot blocked by Cuda. And that's a buzzer. The shot by LaWarren is good. At the half, Delta leads 32-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll try to get with boys assistant coach Matt Hamm here at halftime. And we'll talk to him about the boys game coming up against the Bulldogs. For now, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Greg and Christie's Tractors, Green Axe Mountain West, are combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christie Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Tanner back with you here at halftime. Girls lead 32-15 on the Moffitt County Bulldogs. I've got the boys assistant coach Matt Hamm here with me now. And real quick, let's talk about what happened in Aspen. It was a tough game. You guys lost by 20. You guys didn't play bad. It's just Aspen's a really good basketball team.
Yeah. You know, I thought we probably had one of our best offensive games against Aspen. Really got a lot of confidence, but we just let their star kind of get hot in the second quarter, so we were trying to dig out the rest of the game. So we were down almost 20 points at halftime, and so ended up losing by 20, but I thought we played a lot better in the second half and got some positive feedback from that game and had a great week of practice after it. So
after a game like that, it's much like after Montrose. You have to come back and kind of get up off the mat a little bit. And how do you guys plan to do that here against the Bulldogs today?
Yeah, I thought the kids handled that one really well. I think their confidence, they just got more confidence from that game. I mean, we played way better against Aspen than we did against Montrose. And they're both very good teams, so we had a great week of practice, and we're excited to play this Moffitt team.
So how do you guys match up with the Bulldogs as far as height and skill and,
well,
and players?
Yeah, everybody on their lineup's like 6'3 or bigger, and they're not super quick, but they're physical. So I feel like we have an advantage with our speed of our guards, and then I think our bigs can handle their bigs. So I think it's going to be a pretty good matchup. We're missing Brendan Bear today, which he is one of our bigs. That would have helped us on defense for sure. But I think it's going to be an interesting game in terms of how our guards respond to their guards. So.
How nice is it to be back on your home, Jim?
Super nice. We have a vicious little road stretch there.
Well, and you know, now it's nice. You know, we got through the big, long road stretch. Now we've got a lot of games at home. We can kind of build momentum going for districts and whatnot. So we've got that going for us as well.
Yeah, we like playing at home. It's definitely nice because we're traveling this week pretty far. So like Moffitt had like about a three-hour slog down here today. So
well, like we talked about on Tuesday, not only the farthest road trip we've got is the parachute, which is manageable. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely excited about that.
Great. I appreciate you spending time with me today. Good luck against Moffitt County.
Great. Thanks for having me. It should be fun.
Boys, assistant basketball coach Matt Hamm. We'll take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Gary Lyer, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service of certified technicians. Taco Jan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared on style Mexican food. And it's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Jan is 707 Main, Delta. Newer, free, unmixed, chef, and only motor company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. With Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lathering, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails.
Welcome back to the Panther Gen. Mark Kanter with you as we are winding down halftime. Once again, Delta leads 32-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a look at some halftime stats. Eric Caputa's leading the way, 11 points, 5 rebounds, a couple of steals and assists and 2 blocks. Kylie Huff with 4 points and a board. Tatum Miller, 4 points, a board, 2 assists and a steal. Aubrey Frazier, 7 points and a couple of boards. Kaylin Porter, 2 points, a rebound, an assist, and 6 steals. Ellie Ames, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Taylor Summers with a rebound and a steal. Brayden Ahlberg with a steal. And that is your halftime stats. The interview with Boys Assistant Coach Matt Hamm brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Missy Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company. With cabinet design solutions for your home and office, Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, Coach Cal Crowder and I spoke before the game. We wanted to see Ellie Ames open up her arsenal just a little bit and start shooting the ball a little more. We did see a little bit of that in the first half. She wasn't exactly successful. Had a couple of missed shots, a couple of blocked shots, but she also seems a little tentative in taking that those shots. Trying to get her a little more confident out there and just trust her range. And see how things work for her. So, Bulldogs going to have the ball to start the second half. Delta's got their starters on the court. Looks like Moffitt will as well. Inbound to the backcourt for the Bulldogs. Hamilton over to Evanston. A&M creations three ball, no good. Miller trying to chase it down, but she's beaten with the ball by Hamilton. Hamilton at the top of the key, looks to split the double team. Stops, pops just inside the arc. It's no good. And a rebound by Frazier. Back up ahead, and Frazier's going to run. Did a quick pass from Porter across the time stripe and ran right into Weber, and then Aubrey called for the travel. Hamilton to Evanston. Evanston on the left elbow, back to Weber at the top. Over to Hamilton, back to Weber. Around the perimeter now, Evanston. They work it inside to LaWarn, back out to Weber. Now right side to Hamilton. Now they go inside, underneath, and back out. It ends up in the hands of Weber. And in Tracy's three ball, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Actually, that's LaWarn. She tries to put it back up, and she will be fouled by Frazier. Third foul call on Aubrey. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street. In Delta. LaWarn able to drain them both. It's 32-17 in favor of the Panthers on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames looking to take the shot there just inside the arc. Cuda goes for the rebound, but she's going to foul. And Bulldogs will have the basketball. Second on Erica. Hamilton directing traffic now, calls out the play. They go to Weber. Now they try to work it inside to LaWarn. Kick it back out to Evanston. A&M creation. Three ball no good off the front of the iron. Rebound Miller. Tatum trying to work it up across half court. They do. Cuda over to Porter. Porter with a head fake into the right corner. Now up to Miller at the top of the key. Miller in the paint. Pass ahead to Frazier. Shot no good. And Hamilton gets the rebound. Miller's going to hit the deck hard. And the official's going to call a stoppage, as Miller will take a seat and we get a Grand Mesa Motorsport substitution. Moffitt County fans not in favor of the stoppage by the official on the injury timeout. So Miller going to get checked out by the trainer over there. Weber attempts an A&M creation. Three, no good. Moffitt with the rebound. Hamilton over to Evanston, back to Hamilton. Around to Weber on the left side, back to Hamilton at the top. They work it inside to LaWarn from the free throw line. Turn around, jumper, no good. And Frazier hit the deck. See who the foul's on. It's going to be against Weber, and Tucker will have basketball. Actually, they called the fourth on Felton. And they're going to allow a quick substitution. And Coach Crowder not happy either with the substitution or the officials allowing the substitution or his way his players played after the buzzer sounded on the substitution. Weber gets it in the paint. Think of the shot to go and see if we'll get the rebound. Up ahead to Ames. Ames on the left side now looking to drive the lane. Gets it underneath the Frazier back out to Porter. A&M creates the three ball. No good. Hamilton may have gotten a hand on it. Officials didn't see it. Crowder trying to state the case that Hamilton got her hand on it to deflect it. And the official says, I didn't see it. You can only call what you see, so. Work the ball inside, LaWarn, and all sorts of traffic back out to Weber. Weber with the basketball. And in creation, three ball by Hamilton's no good, and Delta comes up with the rebound. They try to work it in the CUDA. Instead, Porter gets it back, and then to Frazier and a push. Going to be called inside, I believe, on LaWarn. Inbound's going to go to CUDA. CUDA tries to get in the lane. Dishes to Frazier, shot no good. Rebound by Summers, and she will be fouled. So Delta maintains possession. It's the first foul called on Evanston. Three team fouls for Moffitt, two for Delta. Ames to Porter, back to Ames, shot no good. And a rebound goes to the Bulldogs. They work it around to the right side. A&M creates a three ball is an air ball, no good. Rebound Frazier. Aubrey with four boards on the night. They try to work it underneath the CUDA and Ames airmails that one. Kylie Huff will have a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Ellie. Moffitt County has the basketball. Delta moving left to right. Bulldogs right to left here in the second half. Turnaround jumper by LaWarn. No good. Follows her shot. Gets the ball back and gets it to go high off the glass. 32-19 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little less than 4.5 left in the third. And Huff's shot is blocked. Rebound by Frazier. Frazier can't get the foot back. And now in transition, Moffitt almost loses the ball. Instead, it's going to go to LaWarn. Now they go underneath to Emma Tucker. Tucker tries to get it to go off the glass, but a foul is going to be called, I believe, on CUDA. Does go against Erica. That will be her third, and Braden Allberg will I thought the official said Braden can come in. There is so much confusion on the court right now. One official saying yes, one official saying no. Braden Allberg stands in front of the scorer's table. Tucker can't make the first. And another substitution, they're saying number 20, Nina Tucker did not check in with the scores before getting into the game, so. She does now. She's doing good. CUDA with the rebound. because it's officially on the game that it's
Auburn gets the first 2 points of the game. 34-19 Delta on the Conservative scoreboard. They work it inside to LaWarn, back out to Weber. Back to Hamilton with an A&M baseless three ball. Tuda, the Daddy Steel Machine inbound to Summers. Up ahead to Auburn, condition to Porter. Porter to Tuda at the top. Tuda back to Porter. Porter in trouble, gets it out to Huff at the top of the key. Huff now moving to her right, into the corner and Porter. Porter almost gives it away. Instead, Huff gets it. Huff, they go underneath to Summers. Summers tracks it down. Back out to Auburn. Jumper no good. Rebound. Bulldog. A little more than 3 minutes left here in the quarter. Up ahead to Tucker. Tucker out to Hamilton. Now they throw it away as Huff gets the ball. No foul called. It may should have been. Crowder asking the official for the foul, and head coach Eric Hamilton for the Bulldogs asking for a foul. They need to get their way, and Tuda comes up with the rebound after an anticipation three ball by Hamilton. Tuda for an anticipation three ball of her own. Shot no good. And a rebound by the Bulldogs. Hamilton going one-on-one with Tuda. Shot no good. Rebound by Erica. Back the other direction now. Porter, anticipation three ball from the top. No good off the back iron. Trying to track her own ball down. It does. A little contact there. Nothing called. Altberg off the glass. Checks the roll. And a timeout called. By the Panthers. It's a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Grand Basin Motorsports, Delta's premier, and ATV side-by-side snowmobile. And when you're looking for the latest products and machines of today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So coming out of the timeout now, 2:09 left in the third. Delta leads 36-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Summers, Miller, Kylie Huff, Ames, and Frazier on the floor for the Panthers. They try to work it inside to the Bulldogs, and Huff's going to come up with the steal. To Ames at the top. They work it to the right side, and Summers. Summers going to be called for the travel. Turn over back to the Bulldogs. Daddy Steel Machine inbound for the Bulldogs, as it looks like Weber will bring it up, looking for a screen. Gets it over to Tucker. Now they try to look it inside, now back out to Tucker. May have been a partial block on that. Frazier comes up with the basketball. Huff back on the other end for Delta as she's kind of jostled around inside the Frazier. From Summers, and that is good. Aubrey with 9 on the game. Delta leads 38-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Works the ball around. Weber. Kick it out to Evanston. To Miller. Now back to Tucker. Ball's going to be knocked away by Tatum Miller. Miller on the other end converts after the steal. Caden's got six. Bulldogs on the perimeter. They work it inside to LaWarn. LaWarn may have traveled, but it's not called. Loose ball. Ball still loose, and Weber comes up with it. They get it underneath to number 30. I'm not sure who that is. I don't actually have her on my roster. So I was just told last name is Kinez. So she is at the line for two, Greg and Christy Stratman. Freemax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Freemax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience, filling Delta County real estate experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Can't get the second one either. And the whistle blows. They're going to say a lane violation by Ellie Ames. So, Kinez able to make that final free throw. She'll have a seat as Hamilton checks back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Inbound goes to Summers, back to Ames. Summers across the time stripe, up ahead to Kylie Huff, underneath the Miller. Great ball movement by Delta. Miller with eight, back on the other end now. Moffitt County almost throws the ball away instead of save. They go get it underneath the basket, and it's stolen by Huff. Loose ball, and are we going to call a foul or taco time jump ball? Looks like they're going to go with the foul on Miller. Looks like that'll be the first on Tatum. Five team fouls here in the half for the Panthers, three on the Bulldogs. Delta continues to lead 42-23 on the Grand Mesa, Sunflower Room scoreboard. 12.5 seconds left in the quarter. The Bulldogs almost lose the ball, but Evanston gets it back. Evanston to Hamilton. Hamilton throws up a prayer and airballs it out of bounds, and that's how the third quarter of play will end. Delta leads 42-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. You need help to relax with Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Delta Panthers basketball is presented by Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Our designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dick nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today at 874-1818 or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. Starting the final stanza here, it's going to be Kylie Huff, Kuda Ames, Porter, and Miller on the court for the Panthers. Looks like we might have the starters back on the floor for the Bulldogs. Ames with the ball. They try to work it inside the Huff. Now underneath, this ball is knocked out of bounds as Kylie's trying to get to Ketting Miller, and she's blitzed. It'll go out of bounds off of Bulldogs. Delta going to stack to get it into Kuda. Back to Ames. Ames in the left corner up to the top end quarter. Now to Huff just inside the arc on the right side. Takes a step to her right and drains the jumper. Huff with six. Weber back on the other end. Puts up an A and into Ace's three ball. It's no good. Hamilton with the rebound. Now Weber. Now to Evanston. Evanston looking to drive. Now dishes it out to Weber. Now into the right corner. All alone is number three, Hamilton. And she gets the A&M Creations three ball to go. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Bulldogs. Delta leads 44-26 on the Sunflower Moon scoreboard. 7:20 left here in the game. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Taco Times, a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Times, 707 Main in Delta. So we'll come out of the timeout here. Once again, 7:20 left in the game. Delta leads 44-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Panthers will have the ball. Underneath the Moffitt County basket. Bowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Porter. Back to Ames. Ames to Porter up ahead. In the paint to Kuda. Kuda, runner no good. Rebound up. Put back no good, but Kylie will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. The first free throw bounces off the back iron. No good. So does the second. Kuda gets the rebound. Put back. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Erica. Kuda with 11 rebounds on the game. The master 11 points unofficially. Hamilton. High pass to Felton. Felton dishes it back out, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Porter. Bulldogs with the inbound. The Dowdy Steel Machine inbound, that is. And this one's going to go to Evanson, back to Hamilton. Hamilton looking to drive. Now LaWarn from the left side into a triple team. And Miller's going to get the steal. Miller one-on-one with Evanson. Miller can't get the shot to fall, but she'll go to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. And in Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. And in Creations on Main, stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Tatum drains both of her freebies and 10 points for Miller on the afternoon. As the Bulldogs work it into the paint, Evanson gets it out to Weber at the top. Weber to Hamilton. Hamilton into a double team. Back to Weber. Aiden Creation's three ball no good. The air ball's going to fall out of bounds. And they're going to say it went off of Delta's fingertips. They're going to say a Panther got a piece of that. So the Bulldogs going to maintain possession. Hamilton brings it out and around. She's at the top of the key. Over to Evanson. Now LaWarn in the corner. Ball pops up and back into the hands of Evanson. Evanson to Weber. Back toward midcourt. Weber on the right side. They're going to work it in the paint to Felton. Felton loses the handle. Kuda comes up with it. Kuda brings it back. Stops. And now dishes to Ames. Ames to Miller on the right side. Miller dishes out to Porter. And in creation, three ball from Kay. That is good. Porter with five. LaWarn in the paint. They try to go underneath, lose the ball. Ames comes up with it. Ellie, lob pass up ahead to Miller off the glass. Looks good. Miller's now got 12 unofficially on the day. That shot is blocked by Kuda, and Miller is going to face plant. and she is still down. Play continues back on the Moffitt County end as Tatum is still face down on the hardwood. Coach Kyle Crowder going to check her out. She's moving. Moved her right leg. They roll her over now onto her back. And not sure if she just had the wind knocked out of her or what. And she fell to her feet. And had a little bit of a bloody lip. Receives a nice hand from the crowd. A little more than 5 minutes left here in the game. Delta leads 51-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Like Taylor Summers will check in for Miller, who's going to be checked out by the trainer. 2-1-2 pressure from the 2-1-2 zone from the Bulldogs. Delta able to break it. Works up ahead to Huff. Kylie has 8 on the game. Now underneath to Felton. Felton looks to go across the baseline. She'll step out of bounds. The defense by Delta. Delta will have the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Porter has the basketball across the time stripe. Up ahead to Summers in the lane. Underneath to Kylie Huff. And she'll have a couple more. Kylie with 10 now. Hamilton, ball fake. To Evanson, that shot's blocked by Huff, but picked up by Felton. Back out to Weber, and in Tracy's free ball, no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Felton. Delta will have the basketball. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Moffitt County. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the help folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, you'll want to stay tuned. After the game, we'll announce the player of the game, and then between the girls and the boys' basketball games, I'll have Panther Pride for you. So you want to stick around for that. Delta with the basketball. 2-2-1 press now by the Bulldogs. Now they drop back into a little bit of a zone, it looks like. Kuda gets it across, up ahead to Huff. Huff to Kuda, back out to Ames. Ames at the top of the key. Surveys the field, now gets it to Porter. Porter with the 15-foot jumper, it's no good. Moffitt County with the rebound. Hamilton to the free throw line, stops, no good. Rebound Huff. Delta back the other direction now, up ahead to Summers. Summers to Kuda. Kuda goes baseline, back out to Porter. Porter to Ames. Ames at the top, drives the lane, underneath to Huff. Jumper rims out, no good. Out of bounds, off of Delta. Hold on, tap the ball. Grand makes a motorsports substitution. Aubrey Frazier, Braden Allbird check back into the game for the Panthers. 3.5 left in the game. Delta leads 55-26 on the semifinal ring scoreboard. Weber gets it into Felton. They kick it back out. It's going to be LaWarn. LaWarn called for the travel. Turnover back to Delta. Ames with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Goes to Huff. Huff back to Ames. 2-2-1 pressure now from the Bulldogs. Huff gets it across the time stripe. Dishes to Allbird in the Kuda in the paint, and it's good for two. Erica with 13. Working in the paint. To Felton, her shot's no good. Rebound goes to Ames. Ellie with 5 boards on the game. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Looks like we're going to get some wholesale substitutions, a line change for the Panthers as Anaya Kohick and Bailey Wilson check into the game. We've also got a JV player as Sohick will be fouled by Hamilton shortly after getting the pass at the top of the key. Player wearing number 15, I don't know exactly who that is. We'll figure out here in just a second. As Deanna Huff gets the ball to Ahlberg, who is fouled, and Hamilton will have a seat as she's fouled out. So Ahlberg got the line. That's front end there. So Auburn can't get the set. Avery Frazier is number 15. I was just informed. Ball's going to go. Actually, they're going to call a foul on Wilson. That will be her first. Bulldogs working it around the perimeter now. They get it into Felton in the lane. Can't get the shot to go, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. 2:25 left in the game. Delta leads 58-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And so he should turn the ball over for Warren. He set out to Weber, A and creation three balls. Good. We got some 2-1 pressure now from Sohick. Gets the ball up the front side. Sohick underneath. Frazier back out to Sohick. Sohick into the lane. Now back out to Breezy Huff. Over to Sohick. Around to Wilson. Trevor hit into the paint. Sohick's going to come up with a loose ball. She's going to jump. The contested jumper's no good. And rebound by the Bulldogs. They work it into the paint. And Felton goes high off the glass. No good. No foul called after the contact. Wilson with the basketball. Bailey now across the time stripe over to Kohick. Kohick back to Wilson. They work around the perimeter. Frazier now with the basketball. They're going to lose it. Felta is, and the Bulldogs get the ball back. Up ahead to Felton. Felton back out to LaWarn for an increase. Three ball is no good. Delta comes up with the basketball. Working around the perimeter, Wilson. Looking. Gets it over to Frazier. Now to Huff. Breezy in a double team as the ball knocked away. Gets it back. She's in the corner there. And a timeout called by the Panthers. Delta Cabinet Company timeouts. Less than a minute left. Delta leads 59-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Once again, coming up between games, I have Panther Pride. I'll tell you what's going on with both wrestling and swimming this weekend. As we get ready for the boys' contest against the Bulldogs. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine. Now it goes to Frazier. Frazier can't get it to go. Rebound up. Shot no good. And a top of time jump ball called as Frazier fights for that rebound. So Moffitt County working it around the perimeter. And in creation, three ball is good from Prince Love. Less than 30 seconds now in the game. Sohick works the ball in tied to Huff. Breezy with a couple of points there. and in creation three ball. No, just inside the arc by Love. It's no good. Up ahead to Kohick after the rebound, and Anaya's going to throw that one away. Ball knocked out of bounds by Delta. Back on the other end. 5 seconds left in the game. Daddy Steel Machine long inbound to Love, and it's going to be stolen by Huff. Loose ball, and that is how the game will end. So Delta with the winner as the confetti flies. Player of the game is going to be Tatum Miller. Of course, she exited with the injury. She had 12 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Erica Kuda had a good game as well with 13 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Aubrey Frazier had 9 points and 6 boards. Kaylin Porter had 5 points, a rebound and assist, and 6 steals. Ellie Ames with 6 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Kylie Huff, 10 points off the bench with 3 rebounds and assists and 2 steals and a block. Taylor Summers had a couple of rebounds and a couple of assists as well as a steal. Brianna Huff with a couple of points, a rebound and a steal. And Braden Alberg with 5 points and an assist. We'll take a break and we come back. I'll have a little Panther pride for you. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Once again, final score for the girls was Delta 60, Moffitt County 32. Girls will be back there on Tuesday for a 6 o'clock tip against Coleridge. Again, be right back with some Panther pride for you right here. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, 3 Max Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
Mark Tanner back here with you for some Panther Pride. Panther Pride brought to you by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop with the help of folks. Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Wrestling team took a trip to the Front Range this weekend. Yesterday they were at the Eaton Triangular facing Eaton and Weld County. I wasn't able to get any results from that. They're at Valley High School today. Swimming is in Glenwood Springs today. I hope to have all those results on Tuesday, as well as a member or two of the swimming team for a Panther Pride interview. So stay tuned. Boys basketball is coming up here in just a little bit. I'm going to take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in fresh and prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chan, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Healthy Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowden Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowden Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowden Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm.
Little technical difficulty there as we welcome you back to the Panther Den. The boys get ready to tangle with the Bulldogs. South Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The boys dropped one to a really good Aspen Skiers team on Tuesday, 74-54. Tucker Johnson once again led the way with 14 points and 3 rebounds, while Johnny Gostin had 10 points and Brendan Baer contributed with 7 points and 4 rebounds off the bench. The Panthers look to get back in the win column this afternoon against a pretty good Moffitt County Bulldog squad. They are 7-4 and coming off a tight home victory over Coleridge, 61-58 on Thursday. The Bulldogs are led by 4 players who all average around double-digit scoring a game, including senior Ryan Peck, who averages 9 points and 9 rebounds a game. Sophomore Ian Hafey, who also contributes, averaging 10 points and nearly 8 rebounds a game. Take a look at the lineups now, presented by Hellman Motor Company. They were pre-owned. This is the Shots Ravens 5 from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. The non-starters for Delta, number 1, Joe Brazales, number 4, Connor Workman, number 11, Diego Gutierrez, number 12, Ryland Bynum, number 21, Brendan Baer. Actually, Brendan not here today, so he won't be in the lineup at all. Number 33, Hunter Goss, the other non-starter. Starters for Delta, number 2, Johnny Gostin, number 5, Braden Sprout, number 10, Landon Clay, number 15, Tucker Johnson, and number 22, Easton Baer. The non-starters for the Bulldogs, number 2, Johnny Lopez, number 3, Miles Simpson, number 5, Bryant Carlson, number 22, Evan Beaver, number 42, Ian Hafey, number 12, Hudson Jones, number 21, Bowden Reedhead, number 25, Eaton Briggs, and number 30, Marcos Romero. Starters for Moffitt County, number 10, Court Murphy, number 15, Ryan Peck, number 23, Logan Hafey, number 32, Jordan Carlson, and number 33, Nick Crichton. We're getting ready for the Taco Time tip-off. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time in Delta. Moffitt County controls the tip. They've got the ball. Going to have it stolen by Sprout, and it goes out of bounds off of Delta. Bulldogs with the Scotty Steel Machine inbound. It's going to go long inbound to Murphy. They get it over to Hafey, Logan. Now back around to Murphy. They go underneath to Carlson. And it's going to go out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Delta gets the ball. Clay will bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers. And in creation's three ball from the right corner by Sprout is no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs and back the other direction. Delta moving right to left. Bulldogs left to right. As I believe that's Carlson who spots up for an and in creation's three ball. It's no good. Goes out of bounds in front of Delta's bench and Panthers have possession. Dowdy still a machine inbound. Goes to Clay. Clay on the right side. Now Gustine on the left. Back to Clay at the top. Clay directing traffic. Over to Gustine on the left. Pops up and in creation's three ball. No good. And over the back of the basket and out of bounds. It'll be Keck bringing it across the time stripe for the Bulldogs. Over to Murphy. Murphy's going to throw it away. And a turnover back to the Panthers. Just underway here in the
basketball game, and I think we've had about four turnovers for each team. Got me inside the Johnson. Tucker J. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Good. First 2 points of the game go to Delta. 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Casey inside to Carlson. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and like we're going to have a Taco Time jump ball, Delta will have possession. Clay over to Sprout on the right side. Sprout looking. Tries to work it in. Now back out. Tucker Jason in the right corner. And in transition. Three ball. No good. Rebound. Peck. Peck quickly back in transition. Peck loses the dribble. Gets it back. Jumper in the lane. No good with Bayer in his face. Easton comes up with the basketball. And then he's going to be fouled. Is that foul going to be called on Peck? It'll be his first. Easton going for that ball, strong, able to come down with it. Clay over to Sprout. Braden on the right side, back to Guthrie at the top. In the paint to Bayer. Now the long skip pass to Sprout. Little ball fake, back to Guthrie at the top. Over to Clay. Clay trying to work it underneath to Johnson. Johnson gets the baseline, kicks it back up to Sprout. And in trace of three ball, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Easton Bayer. Moffitt County with possession, 5:45 left in the first quarter. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for... Nope. Not getting it in quick enough, and the officials say, no, you can't sub in. Wow, Simpson a little late getting to the scorer's table to check in, and the officials say, nah, we're not going to do this. So Carlson with the basketball. Now they work it inside to Croxton. Gustine comes up with the steal. Gustine strong to the basket, and it's good. Back on the other side, Carlson has his pass knocked away, but it goes in the hands of Peck. Peck with the circus shot. Can't get it to go, and then it's going to be out of bounds. Off of Peck as he's trying to make the save and keep the ball from going out of bounds. Simpson now checks back into the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Croxton. A little bit of a smaller lineup now for the Bulldogs. Panthers on the perimeter. They work it in the paint. Now back out to Johnson. 15-foot jumper is good. Tucker with four. It's going to be Peck. Over to Murphy. And in Jason's three ball, no good. Rebound Simpson. They're going to say there's a foul on the floor. I think that one's going to go against Delta. It'll be Johnson. Got a Keeler machine inbound, goes to Carlson. Almost throws it away, but he gets it back. Now a long pass, they're working around the perimeter on the left side. It's going to go to Simpson. Simpson's A and Grayson's three ball. No good. Rebound by Johnson. Delta trying to work it up the court quickly in transition. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Johnny Lopez will check into the game for the Bulldogs. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound going to Johnson, and they're going to say it goes out of bounds off of Tucker J. But might have stayed Delta's ball as Bulldogs knocked it out, but apparently Tucker touched it last. Lopez out to Johnson. Simpson, his shot's no good. Sprout up ahead to Gossine. Gossine's going to be fouled. Simpson hit the backboard. Honestly, that should be a technical foul, but we'll see what happens here as Johnny G goes to the line for an and one. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw from Johnny G. No good. Rebound Moffitt County. Delta leads 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Cats gets it inside to Simpson. Runner in the lane, no good. Rebound Clay. Clay quickly up the court. Gets it to Gossie. Coach Ames calls the play from the sideline. Delta gets in the position play. Bust up for an A&M Creations three ball. Sprout gets the rebound. Dustin, A&M Creations three ball from the left corner. It's no good. Rebound play. Dustin now to Sprout. Sprout at the top, moves to his left. A&M Creations three ball from Clay on the left corner. It's no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs in transition. Haley gets it. Haley gets it and scores Moffitt County's first bucket. It's 8-2 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay drives the lane. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience. Selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by Moffitt County. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021's best all-around restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Clay at the line, drains the first. .323 left in the first. Delta leads 10-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Clay drains the second free throw. Pack quickly up the court. Gets it ahead to Hafey. Now inside to Carlson. Shot no good. Loose ball and Bulldogs come up with it. Hafey back in. Now back out to Peck. Peck in traffic now. Gets it over to Simpson. Simpson tries to go underneath to Lopez. And Bear comes up with the steal. Gassine brings the ball across the time stripe, looking to go. From the lane, it's good. Johnny G with six. And Delta with a 10-point advantage. 2:45 left here in the first. It's going to be Lopez. Now back out to Simpson. Over to Hasey. And increasing three ball. No good. Rebound to Peck. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. I think this one's going to be called on Clay. And the Bulldogs will have a Daddy Steel machine inbound. Looks like Rylan Bynum coming into the game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Inbound underneath the basket to Hasey. Shot no good. Blocked by Easton Bear on the putback. And now Delta with the basketball. Bynum calling out the play. Bynum. Guarded by Peck, looking for a screen. He gets it from Hunter Goss, who's also in the game now. And Croxton will check back in with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Second foul called on Hasey there. Scotty Steel Machine inbound goes to Gossine. Gossine stops, pops, and increases three ball good. 9 for Johnny G now. Peck with the ball. Dishes to Lopez. Lopez is guarded closely by Gossine. Gossine called for the foul. A little more than 2 minutes left here in the first. Delta leads 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Daddy Steel Machine inbound goes to Peck. Peck guarded by Sprout. Long pass over to Simpson. They try to work it inside. Goff comes up with the steal. Fighting for the loose ball. Gets it out to Gossine. Now Bynum across the time stripe. Bynum drives the lane, trips as he goes by, and a foul going to be called on, it looks like, Peck. That'll be his second, I believe it is. 5 team fouls for the Bulldogs. 3 for Delta. Connor Workman checks into the game for Delta. Court Murphy back into the game for the Bulldogs on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Scotty Steel Machine inbound from the Panthers. Goes to Gossine. Justine drives the lane, kicks it out to Sprout. Sprout backs out. Sprout over to Workman now around the perimeter to Justine at the top. Back to Workman on the right elbow. Back to Justine. That one's going to be knocked away by Simpson. Simpson is going to step out of bounds on the far side of the court. He knocked it away, couldn't track it down in time. And the turnover back to the Panthers. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Panthers. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Delta, with a 13-point advantage, 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 90 seconds left in the first. Panthers with possession. Ball goes to Justine in the backcourt. Justine looking for the screen, doesn't get it. Justine now looking to drive. Goes high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Moffitt County. Bulldogs back the other way. Murphy with the basketball. Over to Simpson now into the right side and Carlson. Long pass, and that's going to sail out of bounds. As the Bulldog cut, and the pass went behind him. Justine up across the time stripe. A little more than 60 left here in the quarter. Bynum looking to drive. Puts up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound by Carlson and Moffitt County back the other direction. Carlson, long pass over to Murphy. Murphy steps inside the arc and gets the 10-footer to go. 15-4 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Justine dishes to Workman. Workman drives the lane. Back out to Sprout. Hayden Creations three ball is good. Hoop and the harm. Sprout looking to complete the elusive four-point play. We'll get some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions now as Clay back into the game for the Panthers. It looks like Joe Grisales coming in for the shooter, who's Sprout. Got a substitution for the Bulldogs. It looks like Logan Hafey back into the game as well. Lefty Sprout can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds, actually. Not able to complete the rebound, and now Gonzalez will check in for Sprouty. 31 seconds left in the first. Bulldogs with the basketball. Lopez brings it up, gets it over to Carlson. Long skip pass to Simpson. Simpson, baseline shot, no good. Rebound by Croxton. Croxton will be fouled on the putback. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Foul's going to be called on Goff. That'll be his first. Delta with 14 fouls. Bulldogs with 6. Croxton way off on that one. Too much juice. Really heavy-handed. He is able to bank the second one in. Delta leads 18-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 18 seconds left in that first quarter. Clay dishes to Workman. Workman over to Bynum. Bynum backs toward midcourt. Little crossover between the legs. Dishes to Clay. Clay in the lane. Underneath to Goff. Got on him a little too quick. Got away from Hunter and out of bounds. 4.5 seconds left for the Bulldogs to do something here at the end of the quarter. Long inbound to Hafey. Puts one up at the buzzer. It's no good. So at the end of one, Delta leads 18-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50, Grand Mesa Motorsports,
where you are the number one priority. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So we'll get ready to start the second quarter of action. Again, Delta leads 18-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's been really strong underneath the basket here, played strong defense as well. Bulldogs with the ball to start the second quarter. Simpson gets the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. It goes back to Lopez. Now Carlson, now Lopez. Lopez moving to his right. He's at the top. Simpson on the right side. Backs himself into the right corner. They go into Lopez in the paint. They kick it back out to Carlson. That was a travel, not called. As Carlson drives baseline, and he'll score the bucket. 18-7 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Underway here in the second. Rosales is going to drive. Kicks it into the paint, and Goff gets it. Oh, can't get it to go off the glass. It's going to go out of bounds off the Delta. I thought it was going down instead of rolled out the other end, and Delta's going to turn the ball over. Carlson with the basketball. Over to Simpson. Simpson back to Carlson on the long skip pass. Pops up for a long 8-8 Gracie three ball. No good. Rebound by Moffitt County, and Joe Grisales is going to force the Taco Time jump ball. Delta will have possession. Peck checks back in for the Bulldogs for the Grand Mesa Motorsport substitution. Clay brings it across the time strike, gets the screen from Goff, and a foul going to be called. Nope, they're going to call a travel on Clay as he tries to split the double team. Lopez with the basketball for the Bulldogs over to Hafey. Hafey dishes to Simpson. Simpson to Hafey. Hafey looks to split the double team. And now back out over to Simpson. Simpson now to Lopez. Lopez gets it out to Carlson on the left elbow. Inside to Carlson. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Rosales. Rosales will get it ahead to Clay. Clay for the 8-in creation. Three ball, nothing but the bottom of the net. Simpson into a double team on back on the other end. Over to Lopez. Lopez around to Carlson now to the left side. Over the double team is Casey for two. 21-9 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little more than north of six left here in the half. Bynum looks to drive the lane. Puts up a certain shot. It's no good. Follows his shot. Gets the rebound. Put back no good. But Ryland to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. I will take a drink of water. Much better. Bynum to the line for two. Care Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Care Designers and Nails. So Bynum can't convert on the first, but gets the second. It's Ryland's first point of the game. 6 minutes left, and Delta leads 22-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hafey to Murphy, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Goff. Back the other way is Delta, Rosales. Now Clay around to Bynum. Bynum with a head fake. Now drives the lane, and they're going to say a foul on the floor. Big line change for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as the starters will be back on the court. Wasn't a foul, but a travel call. Casey to Beaver at the top. Now they try to work it inside to Carlson. Can't get it to go. Loose ball. Tucker Johnson comes up with the rebound. Tucker J. Over to Clay. Back to Tucker. And in Jason's three ball. No good. Rebound by Sprout. Turn around. Put back. No good. Officials letting these boys play. It's getting kind of chippy. And now Clay's going to be called for a foul. Back on the other end. The officials need to be careful. Not let this game get away from them. Both benches complaining about uncalled fouls here. Bulldog basketball. He inbound, that's the classic inbound off the back of the defender to himself and scores. Unbelievable. Sprout to Gustine. Gustine thought about the integration three ball and signals back to Sprout. Now Gustine with the three. No good. Bulldogs come up with the rebound. Selfers lead is 11, 22-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It's the Bulldogs. Get a couple of looks at that one. Can't get it to go. And we're going to have a foul called as Easton Bear fighting for that rebound. It's going to be called on Hafey of the Bulldogs. And it's going to be 1-1 for Easton Bear. Lopez checking back in for the Bulldogs on the Frank Mason Motorsports substitution. Looks like they're going to put Tucker to the line for the 1-1. .439 left in the half as Tucker drains the first. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, Tucker gets them both. Murphy brings it across the time stripe. It's going to get knocked out of bounds by Delta. The Bulldogs with possession. 4.5 left here in the first half. Delta leads 24-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound goes to the top of the key and Beaver. Beaver over to Murphy. Murphy with the drive of the lane. Gets inside. Gets the runner to go. Once again, an 11-point advantage for the Panthers. Gassine tries to get it into Johnson. It's knocked away. Steal by the Bulldogs. Beaver loses control, gets it to Peck. Peck goes in the lane. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws as he's fouled on his way to the hoop. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call at 874-7518 today. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Connor Goff back in. Peck can't get it to go. Goes off the back iron. On the first one, same for the second, and a rebound by Easton Bear. Going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County there. And Delta will have possession. 4:05 left. In the half, Delta leads 24-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay on Sprout. Gustine on the Clay. Now Goff with a ball fake back out to Gustine around to Sprout on the right side. Sprout loses his footing, goes to the floor, and a taco time jump ball is called. Moffitt County fans want the travel call. Instead, Delta will have possession after the jump. Clay, back to Gustine. Gustine works it underneath to Bear. Bear with a couple of ball fakes, can't get it to go, gets his rebound. Put back no good, but he will have get the foul and go to the line for two. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Easton can't get that shot to go off the front. Iron, Tucker Johnson back into the game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. So Easton can't convert on either of his free throws as the Bulldogs try to work it inside. Johnny G comes up with the steal. Up ahead to Sprout. Sprout in the lane. Dishes to Johnson. 10-footer is good. Moffitt County back on the other end. In the paint to Peck. Foul going to be called. That should be on the floor. And it'll be Peck to the line for 1-1. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Shot no good, and Delta able to track down the rebound. Clay up ahead to Gossin. Inside to Johnson. Tucker J. Turnaround jumper is good. Ten points for Johnson. Peck to Murphy. Shot no good. Clay gets the rebound. Up ahead to Johnson. A&M creation. Three ball for Tucker Gray. And that brings the Delta student section to his feet. Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Bulldogs. So Delta leads this one 31-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard with 2:45 left in the half. 17 fouls for the Panthers, 9 for the Bulldogs. But a couple of times where this game started to get a little chippy, and I thought the officials may be losing control a little bit, but it seems like they've got the handle on it now. Savvy Stealing Machine inbound for the Bulldogs. Tech will bring it across the time stripe. Tech over to Murphy. They're working inside to Carlson. Carlson turn around jumper. 15-footer, no good. Rebound to Clay. Clay bringing it all the way himself. Tries to dish it underneath to Bynum. Bynum says, dude, why didn't you just take the shot? I was right here in case you needed the rebound. Bulldog. Tech inside to Carlson. Carlson tries to drive to the hoop. Steps back. Jumper is no good, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. Cannot get the first. Grand Mason Motorsports substitution is Hunter Goff will check into the game for Delta. Foul was called on Johnson, who picked up his third. That's when Hunter came in the game. Second free throw good from Carlson. So Delta with a 17-point advantage, 31-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little more than two left in the game. And he left Clay wide open as he brings it up, and he attempted a inning creations three ball, missed it. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Lopez, they're working inside to Carlson. Carlson over to Murphy on the left side, now the left corner, now back to Murphy. Now they tried to get it. That's going to be a steal for Sprout. Sprout tries to get it up ahead to Bynum and just throws it away. So a conversation as to whose possession it is, and they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Delta, and Delta will now have possession underneath their own basket. Goff, left corner, Aiden traces three ball, no good, fight for the loose ball, rebound by the Bulldogs. Peck to Murphy on the left side. Murphy has it knocked away by Sprout. Murphy gets it back. Now they work it inside to Carlson. Carlson gets it to go off the glass. Less than 90 here in the Panther Den in the first half. Delta leads 31-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum is going to be called for the charge as he looks to drive the lane. He ran in the back. And Bynum may have gotten the worst of that one, even though Peck hit the ground. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Beaver checked back into the game for the Bulldogs. 1:14 left in the half. Both teams with 9 team fouls now. Lopez into Carlson. Carlson back out to Murphy. And in creation's three ball, no good. Didn't even hit the rim. Bear with the rebound. Clay with the basketball. Loses his footing. There's got to be a glitch spot there. That's the same place Sprouty lost his footing a little while ago. As Lopez almost has it knocked away by Sprout. Instead, Brighton's going to be called for the foul on Beaver. Beaver's going to go to the line for two. As the Bulldogs now in the double. Yeah, that spot down on Delta's end of the court. It's got to be a little slick or something down there because a little while ago, Brighton lost his footing. And it resulted in a jump ball. Now Clay lost his footing and turned the ball over as Beaver totally misses the rim. Diego Gutierrez checks in for the Panthers as Murphy hits the second. Forty seconds left in the half. Gutierrez looks to drive the lane, has the ball knocked away. Clay comes up with it. Clay dishes it inside to Bear. Bear loses the handle. Loose ball. Bear gets it back. Puts it in off the glass. Believe it or not, that's Easton's first 2 points of the game. Carlson picks up his dribble as he gets to the top of the key. Gives it to Lopez. Now over to Murphy. Murphy back to Lopez. It's going to go off of Bynum's foot and out of bounds. Spot stops. 14 seconds left. Delta leads 33-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Carlson gets the rebound. Turnaround jumper from just inside the arc is good. Rebound by Gutierrez. Gutierrez with a one-on-two. He's going to pick up his dribble. Kicks it out to Clay. And in three from three ball is good. And that, my friends, is how the half is going to end. So at halftime, Delta leads 36-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, and when we come back, hopefully a word with girls head coach Kyle Crowder. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Kristen Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
and M Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Chan, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 17 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gel, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit the Delta Cabinet Company.
Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Campbell, with you here in the Panther Gym. Panthers lead 36-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we wind down halftime. Fortunately, I was able to catch up with Pro Tip Coach Kyle Crowder. If we had, that interview would have been brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim, the friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Chuck Johnson doing his regular scoring thing. He had 13 in the first half of the rebound. Johnny Gossine with 9 and 2 steals. Landon Clay had 8 points.